Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard. Was hard, but not anymore, thanks to WonderSuite from Bluehost. Answer a few questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make...
Here in Key West, we were out before it was in. In this open and inclusive paradise, you can be yourself, make new friends, and savor our live and let live vibe. With LGBTQ+ friendly accommodations, our legendary nightlife, and year-round activities and events, it's always a good time to come as you are. Key West, close to perfect, far from normal.
Hey, what's up, and welcome back to another episode of The Straight Shooter Recruiter. My name's Emily Durham. I'm a senior recruiter by day, podcast host by night, and my goal is to help you thrive in your 9-to-5 and beyond. Today's topic is a wee bit of a heavy one, but I think it's timely, it's important, and it's also something I've gotten a whole bunch of DMs about over on Instagram and TikTok. I want to talk about what you should do if you suspect you're going to be laid off, or what will happen if you already have been. I'm specifically going to be thinking about this through my personal lens, my experience, what I have seen. Remember, there are so many other diverse opinions out there. I want you to get all of them. I am just one person. Remember, if you're enjoying this content, please make sure to leave a comment, subscribe, leave a rating and a review for the show. It truly helps me so much. And without further ado, let's get into it. If you have just recently been laid off or you think you're about to be laid off, please stop worrying about what the external perception of this might be. I hear so many people say that they're terrified to share that they've recently been laid off when they're starting up or returning to their job search. And I want to be very clear. Layoffs are not perceived the same way as you being fired for a reason or fired for cause, as we call it. Layoffs are very unfortunate business decisions, and they are not reflection of the talent that's being let go. It is a layoff. They are laying off teams, departments, products. They are looking to find ways to save money. And oftentimes, they are eliminating roles or teams that either spend money, like HR or marketing or talent, or they're looking at how they can streamline their product teams in order to have one person ultimately doing the job of three people. I'm not justifying this at all. The reason that I'm sharing this is employers and recruiters know this is not a you thing. So I don't want you freaking out thinking that employers are going to look at you differently or have this perception of you when that is 1000% not going to be the case. When should you start applying for a job after a layoff? Immediately, or whenever you're ready. There is no holding period. You don't need to wait. The company is not legally able to stop you from applying for work. And this also goes for people who suspect their companies might be going under. Start applying sooner rather than later. What should you be putting on your resume if you are being laid off or if you have been laid off? Literally that. You don't need to sugarcoat it. You don't need to pretend that it's something it isn't. On your resume, in the work experience for this particular role, have the start date. Let's say it's September 2019. Do a dash and write, you know, September 2022 via layoffs. It's okay to spell out layoffs on your resume so people understand you didn't just abruptly quit. Let's get one thing straight, though. You do not owe anybody an explanation. You do not need to write on your resume or on your cover letter or in your job application that you were impacted by layoffs, that you were actually a really good performer. That's not what you need to do. Just indicate it was a layoff, and trust me, they are not going to judge you for that. In fact, a lot of companies that are still hiring are looking at this as a great opportunity to attract and retain fantastic talent that unfortunately was impacted by layoffs. Doing the same thing on LinkedIn as well. If you're comfortable, it's a great time to make a post about how you were impacted by the layoff to help share with your network and hopefully help you identify your next role. You can also include the end date the same way I described on your resume on your LinkedIn profile, just to make sure your story is very clear. Let's get one thing straight, though. You do not owe anybody an explanation. You do not need to write on your resume or on your cover letter or in your job application that you were impacted by layoffs, that you were actually a really good performer. That's not what you need to do. Just indicate it was a layoff, and trust me, They are not going to judge you for that. In fact, a lot of companies that are still hiring are looking at this as a great opportunity to attract and retain fantastic talent that unfortunately was impacted. What can you expect when you're looking for a job post a layoff? Number one, it has less to do with the layoff and more to do with the economic environment. Job searches right now are going to take a little bit longer. It's because there's a lot more happening in the back end from an HR perspective on what roles are going to get opened, what roles aren't. So expect things to move more slowly. It is a scary time. I understand financially this can also be a massive burden. So if you're in an industry where you could potentially be looking at things like working on Fiverr part-time or doing part-time consulting work off the side of your desk as you're looking for that next role, I would urge you to consider that as well. As on average, we're seeing most people take about 4 to 6 months to land a new role right now. And what does that look like? It can be as simple as posting on LinkedIn that you're open to work. It can be shooting a LinkedIn message to the people you've previously worked with or folks in your network to let them know you're actively looking and that you'd love to grab a coffee to catch up with them. AKA, we're going to catch up, but I want you to refer me for positions. You can also lean on websites like Fishbowl or Glassdoor to see what companies are actively hiring. And sometimes, especially on Fishbowl, people are willing to make referrals because they get a big fat bonus when you get hired and they referred you. So checking out websites like that can also be a great way to do this. There are also some really great websites and resources like layoffs.fyi where you can self-select and throw your information into a master sheet where recruiters across the world are able to access this and reach out to you if they have open roles that are a fit. I want to be really mindful that I don't want the message of this to be, well, you're screwed, best of luck, because that's not what it is. We have seen this happen a billion times before where the economy tanks, where there are mass layoffs, and we always bounce back. So will you. You will bounce back. Give yourself the space to mourn this. Give yourself the space to be angry and to feel. Really lean into your network and don't be too shy to ask for help. Trust me, people right now especially want to help connect great talent to great open roles. I did call something out in my last video, so just in case you haven't seen that, I want to emphasize, before you're applying for jobs, make sure you're doing really thorough research on the economic health of that job. What is that company doing in terms of investment? How is that company performing in terms of stock or share price? It's important we understand the financial health of that company before we're applying so we don't land in another unfortunate position. Not to say we can predict everything. I know I did not have, you know, Meta doing an 11,000 person layoff on my 2022 bingo card. I also didn't expect Twitter to lay off 40% of their workforce and then call back half of them and say, sorry, we fired you too soon. That's beyond me. I really don't want to get into that. There are some things in life that are going to be out of our control. And I'm not going to lie to you, like, I also feel nervous. A big portion of my income is being a content creator. It's working with brands, and marketing departments are not exactly getting the most funding right now. So the anxiety you feel, know you are not alone in feeling that, and know that things are going to get better. I hope that this little episode was helpful. I hope it was jam-packed with little tidbits of information, at least my perspective, that might be able to do something for you. I really, really appreciate your time, and let me know if there's anything I can do to help in those comments, and I'll talk to you next week.
Here in Key West, we were out before it was in. In this open and inclusive paradise, you can be yourself, make new friends, and savor our live and let live vibe. With LGBTQ+ friendly accommodations, our legendary nightlife, and year-round activities and events, it's always a good time to come as you are. Key West, close to perfect, far from normal.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.